Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Wednesday, the 10th of December. Let's take a look at the cues for trade this morning. Markets closed in the red but sharply off lows on Tuesday, with the Nifty managing to hold above that 25,800 mark. Broader markets, however, outperformed, staging a very sharp rebound from the day's low. The overall market breadth also improved and was in favor of advances at the end of trade. Financials staged a recovery from lows, helping the Nifty Bank index close flat. Still, over 30 Nifty stocks ended the day in the red, despite the late rebound. Among individual movers, Cairns Technology snapped its four-day losing streak, jumping 16% after a positive brokerage note. Indigo also rebounded from lows after its CEO said operations have now stabilized. On the other hand, Coforge slipped 4% after commentary indicated tech spending in calendar year 2026 may be lower than 2025. Hero MotoCorp fell 3% after UBS flagged a decline in market share in early December. JSW Energy shares slipped after block deals involving nearly 1% of equity. Swiggy rose nearly 3% after shareholders approved its 10,000 crore rupee QIP. Capital market names were under pressure amid volatility, with BSC falling around 3%. Meanwhile, most real estate counters recovered about half of their previous session's fall. On the fund flow front, FIIs were net sellers to the tune of 3,760 crore rupees, while domestic investors were strong buyers, pumping in over 6,200 crore rupees in equities on a provisional basis. Experts say sentiment is likely to stay weak in the near term as the Nifty trades below its 21-day exponential moving average, with potential downside levels around 25,615 to 25,535, while resistance is seen near the 25,970 to 26,000 zone. Street is eagerly awaiting the US Fed's interest rate decision, where a 25 basis point rate cut is widely anticipated. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a subdued start for the Indian market. Let's take a quick check on the global markets. Asian markets traded mostly lower this morning as investors digest China inflation data. November CPI rises 0.7% year-on-year, in line with estimates, while producer price index fell 2.2% year-on-year versus expectations of a decline of 2%. All eyes are on the much-awaited US Federal Reserve interest rate decision, the last policy meeting of the year. Markets widely expect the Fed to cut its benchmark lending rate by another 25 basis points, matching the earlier reductions in September and October. However, the FOMC remains divided, with some members backing further cuts to cushion a weakening labor market, while others fear additional easing could reignite inflationary pressures. Along with the rate decision, investors will also keep a close watch on the Fed's updated dot plot, which will outline officials' expectations for future rate moves and economic projections. US futures were mixed in early trade. Overnight, the S&P 500 closed flat, slipping 0.09%, while the Nasdaq edged up 0.13%. The Dow fell 179 points as traders remained cautious ahead of the Fed outcome. In the bond market, the 10-year US Treasury yield was little changed, rising just over a basis point to 4.1%. The US dollar strengthened after the latest JOLTS report showed job openings rose slightly in October to 7.67 million, signaling continued resilience in the labor market despite broader slowdown concerns. In commodities, gold prices inched higher ahead of the Fed decision, while silver surged past the $60 per ounce mark amid tight supply conditions. Meanwhile, oil prices extended losses for a second straight session, as traders weighed progress in Russia-Ukraine peace talks alongside expectations of a rate cut in the US. Now let's shift focus to the key stocks that could be in action today. Starting with Indigo, CEO Peter Elbers has issued a public apology, saying the airline's operations are now fully stabilized after days of widespread flight disruptions. The stock rebounded sharply on Tuesday but remains in focus today as the aviation ministry has ordered a 10% curtailment in Indigo's operations following a meeting with the CEO. The DGCA also directed the airline to comply with all ministry orders, noting that Indigo's approved winter schedule will be temporarily reduced by at least 10%. Meanwhile, JQG Partners sold nearly 1% stake in JSW Energy for 677 crore rupees via block deals at an average price of 444 rupees per share. JQG held 1.8% in the company as of September. Moving on to Swiggy. It has opened its 10,000 crore rupee QIP, setting a floor price of 390.5 per share. Sources suggest the issue was launched at an indicative price of 371 rupees, about 6.8% below current levels, with a total equity dilution of around 10.8%. Also watch out for PG Electroplast, as HDFC Securities has taken down its article after the company reached out to the brokerage highlighting the inaccuracies in the article. The article titled PG Electroplast in Limelight after Red Flags in Financial Health Raise Warnings was published on the HDFC Sky platform on the 5th of December. The brokerage, upon reviewing the request from PG Electroplast, noticed certain unintentional glitches in the article. Subsequently, the brokerage took down the article from its Sky platform on 8th of December. HDFC Securities apologized to PG Electroplast and its stakeholders for the inconvenience caused. In corporate updates, Pine Labs announced an AI-led bill payment experience through its Setu platform, now available on Claude and ChatGPT. Godrej Industries will invest 10,000 crore rupees in Telangana, while its agro arm, Godrej Agrovet, signed an MOU with the state government for a 150 crore rupee dairy processing unit. IRB Infrastructure reported a 19.5% year-on-year jump in November toll collections. And all eyes are on Meesho, which lists today after its 5,421 crore rupee issue garnered subscription for 79 times the shares on offer. Will it deliver a listing pop? Well, we'll find out at 10 a.m. today. Acres and Vidya Wires will also debut on the bourses today, while Park MediWorld's 920 crore rupee IPO and Nephro Care Health's 871 crore rupee issue open for subscription. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Listen in to Kush Gupta, fund manager at SKG Capital, with his take on where to find value in the mid-cap space after the recent correction.
If you look at the recent mid-cap correction, the first thing that stands out that it's been a very broad-based correction. Out of 150 names in the Nifty mid-cap index, over 100 of them have corrected last week itself. So it's not like the market is punishing only a few weak companies, but it is more of a sentiment-driven sell-off. And honestly, that's the kind of environment that you can start finding value, provided you're selective. For me, most interesting opportunities are right now in businesses where nothing has changed fundamentally, but the prices have corrected because of overheating and overvaluation. One of the most interesting spaces, according to me, is manufacturing. Specifically in industrials, electrical equipment, industrial products, defense-linked suppliers, sectors related to rail and automation players. Now, they are in a multi-year capex cycle, and the demand visibility is here, and it's actually very good demand visibility than what the prices are suggesting right now. The second area is capital goods and power. A lot of high-quality names have come off quite a bit. Even though the order books are healthy, there is strong execution visibility that run well into FY27. So these stocks typically lead the recovery once the macro environment starts stabilizing and the rate cut cycle becomes clearer. I'd also keep an eye on auto ancillaries. Again, like we discussed, broad-based correction. 9 out of 10 companies in mid-cap 150 in this sector have declined. So, but the rural demand looks strong and it is also going to improve in a few quarters, and the replacement cycle picks up, this space can really surprise on the upside. So overall, I'd say that the value is not broad-based yet, but definitely emerging. One should not look at picking up the entire mid-cap basket, but more about identifying resilient businesses with cash flows, clean balance sheets, and strong visibility. And these will be the first to re-rate when the mood turns. And in my view, that turn usually happens faster than most people expect.
And before we wrap up, Microsoft has announced a $17.5 billion investment in India over the next 4 years, its largest in Asia, to expand cloud and AI infrastructure, skilling and operations between 2026 and 2029. The announcement came after CEO Satya Nadella's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi, where they discussed India's AI roadmap. The investment will also fund Microsoft's new hyperscale cloud region in Hyderabad, set to go live by mid-2026. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.